Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 11. The Intrinsic Significance of Ezra's Ministry and Nehemiah's Leadership to Build Up the Church as the House of God and the Kingdom of God by Living Out and Working Out the New Jerusalem. Monday, Related Verses. Revelations 21 verses 11 through 12 and 18. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. It had a great and high wall, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. Verse 18. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. Revelations 4, verse 3. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Ephesians 2, verses 21 through 22. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. So then if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Ephesians 3 verses 17 through 19. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Related reading. God sitting on his throne looks like jasper, and the entire wall of the New Jerusalem is built with jasper. Also, the first foundation of the wall is jasper. Jasper, according to Revelations 21 verse 11, is a most precious stone, clear as crystal. Its color must be dark green, which signifies life in its richness. God's appearance being like jasper means that his very appearance is life in its richness. Jasper is the appearance of God, which will also be the appearance of the holy city, New Jerusalem. The entire city, in appearance, looks the same as God. The center of the city is God on the throne, who appears as jasper, and the circumference of the city is its wall, which is built with jasper. This means that the entire city, from its center to its circumference, is an expression of the very God of life and his richness. Revelation 21 verse 12 tells us that the wall is great and high for separation unto God and for the protection of God's interest. The height of the wall is 144 cubits. A cubit is approximately 18 inches, so on that basis, the wall would be 216 feet high. Also, Revelation tells us that the wall is 12,000 stadia long. Since one stadion is approximately 600 feet, the wall is approximately 1,364 miles long. This is approximately the distance from Los Angeles to Dallas. The wall of the New Jerusalem is at least seven times higher than the Great Wall of China. Our Great Wall, which is in the book of Revelation, is built with jasper, and this jasper is as clear as crystal. Our Great Wall is transparent. No wall on earth can compare with the wall of the New Jerusalem. With the wall of the New Jerusalem, there are seven implications. The wall implies transformation, building, the image of God, the expression of God, the testimony of Jesus, separation, and protection. A wall always separates a particular piece of space from all the other spaces. A wall also protects what is in it from all sorts of negative and evil things. The foundations of the wall bear the names of the 12 apostles. Each apostle is signified by a precious stone. The name Peter means a stone. A stone is something created by God, but not transformed. All the precious stones are transformed entities. Peter was originally a stone, but eventually he became jasper, the first foundation of the New Jerusalem. The wall itself is jasper, and the first foundation of the wall is also jasper. Peter was the first stone, but in the New Jerusalem he is a jasper stone, the first layer of the wall's foundation. This implies transformation. The wall is not built with natural materials merely created by God, but the wall is built with transformed items. We all are God's old creation, but God put us into Christ to make us his new creation. We all were natural beings, but we have been transformed from the old creation into the new creation in Christ. In the New Jerusalem, there will be no Chinese, American, Spanish, Mexican, Japanese, Korean, French, Italian, German, or any other culture or race. All of us will be fully transformed. I believe that even our color will be transformed. In that day, we will all be green. We will all be jasper. We will be one people and one color, green. All the different colors and all the different cultures will be swallowed up by the rich divine life of the triune God. This is transformation.